anytime you lose, you know, it's not a great feeling whatsoever. So right now, you know, we got pretty good amount of football left. So, you know, we just got to keep plugging, keep working throughout the week, and, you know, we'll get this thing going.
What's been the difference with the running game in the last couple of weeks? I mean, what are you guys doing up front that kind of gives you hold?
I mean, we just, you know, the way we prepare throughout the week, you know, the stuff we're doing out there in the game are the same stuff we're doing out there in practice. You know, getting great looks from the scout team, just coming in with the mentality that, you know, we want to, you know, establish the run. So, obviously, that opens up the pass game and gets us moving a little bit. But, you know, it all starts up front. So, it's not really me. It all starts up front. And at the same time, the offensive line, they can't block all 11 guys. You know, that's what separates the great bats from the good bats. You know, being able to break tackles, running through that unblocked guy and just getting yards at the contact.
Jack, how frustrating for you to again have big numbers, but it's in a loss?
You know, I never, you know, stress on, you know, or try to take pride in stats or anything. The only stats I worry about are wins and losses. So we came up short today, but, you know, we just want to keep going. Just keep improving week in and week out, and, you know, we'll be fine.
Is it tougher for you guys when it goes down to the final buzzer again that you're kind of right there?
You know, it's very frustrating, you know, just having, you know, games slip away. But, you know, just it all starts with us. You know, there's no finger pointing in this room. It all starts with us. So we're going to get it going.